A big welcome to everyone. Please be comfortable, including feel free to lie down. But maybe let yourself consider yourself as an animal, like a cat or a dog or a horse or a leopard or a bird. And that natural and cozy or elegant way of just being on the earth at ease and alive. So sometimes if we would come into stillness on purpose, there might be this way of kind of putting our flame out. And if we could leave the aliveness open and find a way of coming to rest that feels natural to you, rather than trying to copy some meditation posture that you've seen or heard about, or that you've done all those years, whatever it may be, but a natural ease and here-ness. Like a bird in its nest, like a cat in the sun. Like a horse in its stillness, that's full-bodied and utterly quiet and yet spirited, alive. Allowing ourselves that. Noticing with even that simple instruction of just letting yourself be here without covering up your aliveness. It's easy to feel shy or embarrassed or to want to cover something up. Is it possible to let all that aliveness and simplicity just be open? And then just feeling your body on the earth, gravity. The volume of our bodies that we take up space. That we have weight. That we have feet. That we can feel. And even if it may seem almost ridiculous to spend time just feeling our feet. Sometimes it may be obvious that we need to be as far away from our head as we can get. And other times we might just feel playful enough to be in our feet for a little while and discover what happens. Feet feeling themselves warm and cool heavy and light, textures and maybe some movements, pulsations, vibrations. Not trying too hard to feel our feet. Letting yourself receive the sensations, letting it come to you. Letting warmth and skin happen. Letting the sensations of that exact quality of air or clothing and ground be instantaneously felt and gone. Exactly now. And as we just feel our feet as an experiment, to find out what happens after a while of feeling feet. I'd also like to suggest that it can be helpful to hold one or more of your fingers, to hold a thumb or a finger of with one hand on the other hand. And if that's comfortable enough for you to hold one finger or more than one finger of one of your hands with the other hand, then you could just let your hands rest that way and be quietly giving yourself a little self-treatment from the Japanese art of Jinshin Jutsu. And if you're not sure which finger to hold, the index finger can be really good. For the lungs and for harmonizing fear. Or the ring finger can help in letting go of the past and allowing what's next to sprout. Or holding a thumb can help relax anxiety or compulsive thinking and be in touch with something beyond what we can see or hear in our normal ways. So feeling our feet, and if you like, just adjusting your hands or just asking kind of where would your hands like to be? What would be a feeling of being at home for your hands and arms, on or off of your body. And then just for a couple of minutes, how would it be to let yourself think of something that you value? A quality, a friendship. A place, a state of mind like peace or ease or a sense of being at home. Or maybe you value beauty. Maybe you value a good pencil. Or fresh lettuce. It doesn't have to be anything big. It can be whatever comes to mind. And just quietly letting yourself sense that you value something, and what is that, and how does it feel to value something? Or someone, or a place, anything. That you're allowed to value what you value. And to get to know the experience of valuing. To let that experience of valuing be deep and be felt. Depending on how your mind works, you might find a list of many things that come. You value jasmine flowers and feeling your bare feet in the dewy grass, and you value a certain kind of music, and you value a certain relationship, and so on. And other people might have found something right away that was simple and easy to stay with, and others might be kind of feeling blocked, like, oh, is that okay? Or maybe I don't value anything. And so, just even this simple proposal to notice what you value and feel how it feels in your body can also be a way of getting to know how our minds work, the particular ways. Being familiar and comfortable with how our minds work. And knowing if your mind gets blocked and says, oh no, I can't do this right. Whatever I've thought of is not good enough, or I can't think of anything, etc. Knowing that's not really true. And maybe even unlocking what is it that's blocking you. If you're blocked because what has come to your mind seems not good enough, you could feel that somewhere in you, you value getting to the bottom of things. You really want to find out what's the truth. Or you want to do the exercise well. There's a sincerity or earnestness. But if it's stressful, then just back to the feet might be a good way to go. And later on, it may come to mind something that you value, or someone else, you can ask a friend what they notice that you value. Honesty, patience, peace, joy, loyalty, quality, craftsmanship, whatever it may be. And just a minute more with this proposed exercise. Can we get the feeling of this experience of valuing something? It might seem to be one of the more personal things about you. And yet, is that experience really coming from you as a person, or is it something like life moving in you? Did you decide to value that? Or do you find yourself valuing that? You discover that there is a valuing of fresh made bread. Or bird song. Or solidarity. Just getting a sense of what is the experience of valuing like. It's something that feels so close to home, and yet where does it actually come from? Just having that question might be useful. And if you're in a flow with this exercise and you want to stay with it, please feel very free. And otherwise, we can come back to the whole body, kind of releasing that exercise with a longer out breath if you like, or just feeling your feet for a few moments, or feeling the contact with the ground. And if some bigger questions have kind of come in to your inner space through that exercise, like, what am I, actually? Or what is love? Or why is loving so good or so hard? And just resting into the ground, into the full volume of body and your already capacity to feel the sensations of being here. As they come and instantly are gone as well. Happens by itself. Resting into your ground and allowing the body maybe to spread out a little bit, if that feels good, or to nestle in a little bit, if that feels good. And just allowing there to be perhaps a little gap between this sense of me in myself directing my gestures, my inner actions, and the sense that there's also so much in the inner world that we don't direct with our intention or will. That gap between me doing stuff inside myself and me noticing stuff that's already happening by itself. And letting that allow you to be more playful, perhaps. Resting into your ground, allowing the body to spread out or curl in as you wish. Allowing the waves of breath to be felt and to be sensuously delicious. How just a half a breath can feel like it takes forever if we really enjoy it as it happens. And sometimes the feeling of relaxing into the back, so not pressing into the back, but relaxing back and feeling the back of the body, letting the back be as alive as the front. with the sense of letting the sensations come to you rather than reaching out to grab them. It doesn't have to be perfect. There may be many thoughts and feelings and tensions and uncertainties, and still you're here. And something in you, in a wide mind, already feels your body on the ground. And you can just playfully let go of trying too hard, noticing that already you feel your body. And already those sensations are gone. If it's helpful, there could be the feeling of the whole body on the ground, including the feet, and the movements of the breath. And opening, if you wish, to sounds as well. How quickly and how well you have already heard that sound that is now gone. With your wide mind, your already awareness. How alive and slippery are the sounds and the sensations of just now. As if our sense of the personal me could be almost floating in the wide mind, the already awareness. Like a wide open lake, and each sound or sensation like a raindrop on the surface. Resting our eyes, resting our trying too hard, resting and disentangling from a sense that maybe there of you've already done it wrong, or you can't get it right, or there's something to get right at all, and letting that just fall to the side again and again. And it's just sounds and sensations just now, thoughts and emotions and past and future, kind of far away, they may be happening, no problem. But here, so close, a kind of intimacy with sounds and sensations. Here and gone, alive and slippery. Unowned. And again, if you have time and could continue meditating on your own from here, wonderful. And if you rather need to move on to something less inward or quiet or still, perhaps there's a word or image or sensation, or as you open your eyes, an object that could remind you of what you want to remind yourself of during the next day. And perhaps there's a gesture of kindness towards yourself that you could include in your day, and a gesture of kindness towards another that can be included, that can be somehow like treasured in your heart and also spontaneously allowed to happen. Thank you. May all beings live with peace.